it rocks.
Hot breath out of here.
Hot breath.
Hi, Brock.
How are you?
So breathy, it's terrible. Disgusting.
That's how I feel like when I face my wife when we go to bed.
Just breathing hot breath on each other.
Have a good night.
Isn't it romantic?
Isn't it? Cuddling seems so romantic until you get a hot breath in your face.
That hot breath in the morning, delicious. Mm-hmm. So nice. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. I'm Brock. He's Hunter. What's going on?
What's up, man? Dude, you sound a little distraught. Are you getting worse?
My eyeballs are floating right now. I got to pee so bad because I've just been sipping water because my mouth has a gaping hole in it because I got a tooth pulled.
Why do you have to put it that way?
It's a gaping massive bloody hole in my mouth. But I've been just drinking water, taking little sips to keep, the blood from pooling in there. And it's not pretty. It's not nice. And I've been doing a lot of talking and it's irritating my jaw. I should have taken the day off, but then you would have to do the show by yourself. And we all know how that goes.
So. Hell with that. I ain't doing it by myself. Hell with that. It's too bad it wasn't one of your front teeth because you whistle when you're rocking the plant.
Someday. I'm sure I'll get that knocked out in a bar fight or something, Kiki will hit me with a frying pan, whatever.
So what do you got to eat? Like a bunch of soup and mush?
I have not eaten since lunch yesterday. I'm a little hungry. And because I didn't want to irritate it. So I'll probably have some soup today when it's all said and done. But no, last night I had some tea and I had some water and a bunch of painkillers. They did give me some with, what's the one painkiller?
About a big bowl of Captain Crunch.
Jesus. Well, I'll just wedge a Captain Crunch in my gaping hole.
There you go. Have you tongued it yet?
No, not yet. I've been good. No, I'm trying to think of the name of the, it's not oxycodone. Codeine. Codeine. They gave me Tylenol with codeine, but I haven't taken it yet because, I don't know.
The old triple C's. Yeah, you remember the old triple C pills back in the day? Mm. They had codeine in it.
I'm not a big pill guy.
Funny.
I'm not a big pill guy. I remember one time my buddy Ryan trying to smoke a pill on top of a bowl of weed because he didn't realize like you had to break it down. So literally it was a bowl of weed and he put the pill right up on top and then he just tried to smoke it.
Oh, geez, dude. How did he turn out? Pretty good, huh?
I think he was in jail for a little bit, but he's a nice guy.
Seems about right.
Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, don't smoke pills, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Terrible.
So you're saying I shouldn't go home and smoke that pill is what you're saying?
No, you shouldn't. You should probably take it like a human being.
Yeah, crunch it up and snort it. That's more my style.
You know what? You say gaping hole right now.
Yeah.
Wait until you tongue it. You're going to be like, dude, what?
Oh, dude, look at it. When I looked in the mirror, I was like, there's no way. Dude, it's massive.
Once you stick your tongue down in there, though, dude, it is deep. It goes deep.
Yeah. Well, I saw the root on it, man. I mean, I've seen some big gaping holes in my day, but that's one in my mouth.
Right. You came out of one.
Good Lord. All right.
What was I going to say? Sorry. You
got distracted with a big gaping hole.
Yeah.
Can we even say that on air? I don't know. I haven't gotten a text from Bill yet, so we should be all right.
Yeah, we'll be all right. So you're doing all right. I think you're going to be good. In a couple days, you'll be fine.
Well, you quit distracting me so we can do the show. I'm doing all this extra talking. We just got to move on and do the WTF. Quit talking about my gaping hole. Here we go.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in a beer.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
She's probably got some stuff that'll make me feel better. Some stores really aren't a try it before you buy it type store. And that is the case for this. There's a 23-year-old guy named Gilbert Cordero from Oklahoma City. And earlier this year, he pulled a very bold move at an adult store. Gilbert walked through an aisle, whipped out his junk, and started testing out one of their products. We don't know the specific product, but court documents say it was, quote, a piece of merchandise designed for self-gratification.
I think we all kind of know what he did.
An employee watched the entire thing go down on the store security camera and called the cops. That employee also said that he recognized Gilbert because he'd recently applied for a job. Anyway, he's on trial now for outgoing public indecency.
You know what, dude?
Yeah.
It's got to be hard to work at those places, you know? Like, you probably get a variety of
literally
people.
Hard to work at those places.
You know, you probably get those honest citizens that come in and just want to spice up their sex life, which is understandable, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what they're there for. But then you probably also get the trucker that's been on the road for 16 hours.
Or you get guys like Gilbert.
Just rock hard.
Yeah, most sex shops, you know, they're obviously they're clean, they're nice. But have you ever? I remember one time. This was my buddies and I were going down to Florida for spring break. This was, I believe, senior year, and we stopped at a strip club on the way down. And I'm not joking, you Hunter. This was a strip club in a double wide. This is legit. And the stages ran along the side of the double wide trailer, and the girls would come out one end, and they would just walk along. And then where you entered the double wide trailer strip club, there was a small little sex shop that you could go to and peruse. And we spent entirely too much time and money at this double wide trailer sex shop strip club.
Did you get a shot after you left that?
Shot of Fireball. Yes, I did. That's what I
meant. Right. Well, you need to go to the doctor.
That'd be good enough. So
it sounds pretty sketchy.
It was very sketchy.
Yeah. Was there any good-looking women there?
I mean, we were 17 years old, so everything. It was a naked woman at that point. It didn't matter at that point. Like, yeah, I mean, we're talking the bottom of the barrel. I believe this was like in Tennessee too, so you know, more. There was more high heels than teeth at that one.
So do they have more teeth than you have right now? That's the question.
Barely more teeth. Barely. So anyway, yeah, don't try the merchandise at a sex shop. You can't do it. That's not for you. Anyway, that's your WTF. We'll be back.